2 years before the outbreak of World War I, far-sighted individuals in the territory of Hawaii realized they needed to be proactive to preserve the beauty of the islands. In their day, they were considered quite radical. And now, 104 years later, their environmentally responsible efforts are regarded as mainstream, and they hope to be for at least another century. The Outdoor Circle. Executive Director Winston Welch is in studio with some of their next century's agenda. Aloha, Winston.
Aloha, and thank you for having me this morning.
You're very glad to be here. I'm very glad you're here. And the Outdoor Circle, radical environmentalist. Set the stage, because you also have a history background, and most of these people were women. Is that correct?
Yes. In fact, all of the original founders were women, and men weren't even allowed to be members until 1950 with the Kane Kokua membership at that time. But these were really, if we look at it today, feminists who started this organization and people that did not even have the right to vote. So they came together actually in Versailles, and they saw the beauty of Versailles, and they thought, we need that over in Hawaii. So they came back and ended up pressuring local stores to get rid of the ugly billboards that dotted Diamond Head and Punch Bowl. Imagine 10-foot letters high on Punch Bowl advertising soap or whiskey on Diamond Head. And they started a boycott of businesses that advertised, and it was very simple at first. It just said, I refuse to shop in your store if you have these products. And they were even threatened with 20 years of hard labor. You know, it was sort of a whisper campaign to kind of put them down, but they prevailed and ended up becoming this amazing organization that's lasted 104 years and has continued to promote the natural beauty of Hawaii and keeping our islands beautiful for these last 100 years, the next 100 years, you know, we're just sort of starting, as it were, or right in the middle of our path. But
concerned that these uppity women, the next thing you know, they want the right to vote.
Exactly. And, you know, the thing is that the Outdoor Circle is not just about opposing things. It's very much works behind the scenes in the thought that an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. And the organization works with people from all types of the community, whether it's governmental officials or other organizations or companies, to head off problems at the before they come, or to work with them to ameliorate them once they've gotten here, and sometimes to fight, because that's also where the watchdog, where the place where people come in the community.
Essentially, they've been proactive from the get-go?
Proactive from the get-go and have not let up since then. We have a really amazing board of dedicated people, men, women of all ages and backgrounds, and they are certainly go-getters and people that are passionately dedicated to preserving Hawaii's natural beauty.
In the territorial days, it was pretty much in Honolulu and mostly Oahu, and since statehood, it's really spread out to encompass the entire island chain. Is that correct?
That's right. I think that what we had was the branches going to the other islands starting sometime in the 50s in the outer island, the neighbor islands, and but mostly it did start here locally in Oahu. We still have about 10 chapters, and we just got a new Greater Waikiki chapter, believe it or not, and with a very dedicated group of people there, and they're having their, coming out event this May 7th with a Jane's Walk in the park, down at Kapi'olani Park, and that's part of a larger thing that we're rolling out, which is using our exceptional trees map to essentially layer history and culture and the horticulture of the islands on top of this amazing technological platform that Miles has been in charge of. And along with Jackie, we have a real great staff of dedicated people there as well. So you can see on our website about how this is going to be evolving.
There's one thing I noticed. It really caught my eye. It said that they're also protecting one of the last remaining historic coconut groves, apparently from the 15th century, the Helomoa Grove in Waikiki. Now, does that mean some of those palm trees are close to 600 years old? I have no idea how long these things last.
No, you know, the thing is the Outdoor Circle realizes that trees have a natural life. And so, but we can go back into historical references about Waikiki or Honolulu, and that it was this dusty, dry place where you would just choke on the dust. And so when we look around at all these great trees, there were 5,000 trees planted by the Outdoor Circle in Kaimuki alone. They were planted at schools and in parks and on military bases. These were original women took trees and spread them up on tantalus and carried water by horse and buggy to take care of them. So this is really, we realize that plants do have this natural life, but it's time that we need to replace a lot of these trees that our foremothers did plant. And so this is an ongoing initiative and something that we need to focus on as
well.
Nice
catch, our foremothers, because so many were the Waianis that actually did this.
That's right.
Now, one of the other things I'm really intrigued by, it says that the Outdoor Circle is instrumental in creating the establishment of Hawaii's Environmental Court, which is the second one in the nation. And for those of us who profess ignorance, what is an environmental court?
Well, you know, I've been realized I'm just in a line of really great executive directors. Mary Steiner was at the helm for a long time, and followed by Marty Townsend, who then spearheaded this environmental court. She's over at the Sierra Club now. It is a court that essentially trains judges that specifically follow cases regarding historic preservation, litter control, recycling, solid waste, air pollution, environmental impact statements, and things of that nature. So they become specialists similar to a drug court or a family court, so that it's not just thrown out to any judge, but one that rather specializes.
So focusing, for example, when you want some of those, I remember the great banyan tree in the corner of Baratania, and some of these monster trees, we wake up one day and, oh, the city cut it down. Mm-hmm. And apparently this led to great reaction. So they've been proactive in making sure a lot of these historic trees get their day in court, per se?
Well, you know, we do have the Exceptional Trees Program. So if you feel like you have an exceptional tree, please submit it. They're on all of the islands. Miles has mapped all of the trees with some volunteers. And so that's part of our map as well. You can just go online and find out exactly where the trees are from where your location is. It'll guide you there. It'll tell you all about the trees. And certainly, we do have a connection to trees. Trees are very important. They're important for our mental, psychological, physical, emotional and financial well-being, and lots of studies are proving this these days. So, yes, if you love trees, I encourage you join the Outdoor Circle. You're already a member, just like everyone's a member of Hawaii Public Radio. Not everyone contributes to it, but if we all contributed and did a little bit more giving of our time, talent, and treasure, we're all going to be better off, because this is the community that we live in, and the green is so important for all of us. And imagine just not having it. But fortunately, we do, for this great organization and all the work that it's done.
Well, I think with the next century coming up, people like you and the Outdoor Circle, we're going to keep green in Hawaii. I want to thank you very much for being with us this morning, Winston.
Thank you very much. My pleasure.
Winston Welsh is the Executive Director of the Outdoor Circle. For more information, visit our Facebook page, Hawaii Conversation.